Do you find the idea of writing a will daunting? Are you worried that lack of accessibility could impede on your ability to make one? Well, you really don't have to worry, as RNIB and Bequeathed continue to work together to help make this process as easy as possible by providing a free will writing service to blind and partially sighted people. To tell us a bit more about the service and perhaps demystify will writing, I'm joined now by Cindy Allen, Head of Legal at Bequeathed. It's so nice to have you here, Cindy.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you for asking me.
So Cindy, it seems that often we put off writing a will because we think that it might be quite daunting or quite difficult to do.
Okay, so the first thing to say there is that it really isn't that daunting, but it is covering an area that we're not always that comfortable talking about. But all I would do is just reassure people that actually the majority of wills are in fact very straightforward. And by making a will, you actually have a really positive opportunity to provide for those you love, for future generations, and it also does actually give an enormous amount of comfort to those that you leave behind, as they know they're then carrying out your wishes.
So it's a way of caring for all those people you mentioned. And you also provide, Bequeathed provides something very special, which is you make the service accessible for anyone who lives with visual impairment.
Absolutely. So at Bequeathed, we've got three main ways that we can assist anyone with making a will. So we have the online will interview, which you can complete with the assistance of a family member, a friend, a carer. Alternatively, our legal team can also guide you through the process with a telephone support call. And we also have a telephone instruction service where we actually complete the online will interview for you during a phone call. Basically, whatever your circumstances, we can work with anyone to find a solution to ensure the service is accessible to everyone and that everyone can benefit from a free will.
Okay, so let's jump right into those details now then. Let's talk will writing. What would be the first step we should take?
I suppose it's important to start with the fact that the will is a formal legal document. It's basically there to set out what's going to happen to your property, money, personal possessions when you die, and who's going to deal with that for you. It follows that the first step is that you need to start to think about what do you own? What money do you have? How do you want to distribute that amongst those that you love? Do you want to leave something for charity? To other organisations perhaps as well. And when you use our process at Bequeathed, the first step after you've registered the details is the online will interview, and that guides you as to the sorts of things you need to start to consider.
So you're going to help us make sure we don't forget anything. And I'm assuming we can leave anything in a will, can't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some people have property, money, savings, you know, other people just have personal possessions. But one thing that I will really urge you to do is make a will if you've got children, particularly children under the age of 16, because then you can consider within your will who you want to appoint as a guardian. And again, if you've got pets, you know, think about where they would go and who would look after them. So a will is about kind of leaving your personal possessions to somebody or a group of people, but also directing that your children, pets, you know, other family members are cared for and looked after as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some terminology, because there's a couple terms that come up a lot in will writing, and it's the term beneficiary and executor. What is the difference between these two?
There's a huge difference, and a lot of people do get quite confused initially. And in addition to those two terms getting confused, other terms that are frequently used in wills or in dealing with estates, such as trustees and witnesses, get confused. So if I just start by explaining kind of the main ones, an executor is basically the person or the people who will organise your affairs after you've passed away. So they're going to value your estate, they're going to collect any monies in, If there's a property, they're going to deal with the sale of that. They're going to close any bank accounts that need closing, and they're going to distribute those in accordance with what you've set out in your will. A trustee is not always needed, but if you've specified somebody in your will to receive something at a particular time, for example, at a certain age, then your executor needs to pay that money or that gift over to the trustee to actually look after that money until that point that that beneficiary has attained that age or that point. And that basically also explains what a beneficiary is. So your beneficiary is the person or the class of people that you have directed to receive something in your will.
So that's a lot of terms that you explained there really, really well, really simple. Now, obviously, you actually mentioned this as well, the witnesses. And I feel like that can get a bit confusing because are you allowed to have someone who is mentioned in your will as a beneficiary or an executor to witness the will?
This is a really great question, and this question comes up all the time. So, firstly, people get really concerned that their executor cannot be a beneficiary. So, the executor, as I said, is basically the person that's going to collect any monies in and distribute it. Your beneficiary is the person that then receives it. An executor and a beneficiary can be the same person, and it often is. So, you might sort of have, if you're in a relationship, the other person is your executor and as your beneficiary, or you might have children as your executor and your beneficiary, and that is perfectly normal. What you can't have is your beneficiary witnessing your will. Because if a beneficiary who's going to receive something from your estate witnesses your will, then they're going to forgo their interest in the will. Because unfortunately, in that instance, there may well be an assumption that there's been some form of undue influence, we call it, some sort of force in terms of, you've got to leave me a gift in your will, and I'm witnessing your will to make sure that happens. Okay. So, yes, executor and beneficiary can be the same, but beneficiary and witness needs to be two separate people.
Now, you mentioned charities earlier. So, if we wanted to support a cause that's really close to us or we're very passionate about, is that quite easy and does it happen quite often as well?
It happens all the time, and most people do choose to use wills for this exact purpose. It's worth saying that where there isn't a will in place, we have something called the intestacy rules, which apply. And these basically set out what would happen in the event that you died without making a will. But the intestacy rules do not provide for a person's estate to pass to charity. So the only way of making sure that you can leave something to charity when you die is by doing this in the form of a legacy, gift to charity in your will. And most charities are dependent upon people doing this for them to continue to operate.
So, Cindy, we covered so much ground here. If we wanted to get some more information, is there anywhere we can go?
Yeah, absolutely. We at Bequeathed have our own website. We've got a considerable number of articles and guidance on the will writing process. We also run a live web chat, so we're always on hand to answer any specific questions you might have.
Oh, Cindy, that's fantastic. You're an absolute wealth of information. Thank you so much. I think you helped demystify will writing today.
Thank you so much for your time and for having me on.
And remember, you can also find out more about writing or updating your will by visiting rnib.org.uk/legacies or speak to RNIB's legacies team by emailing giftsandwills@rnib.org.uk, or you can also call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.